Yesterday, Twitter made what can only be called a feel-good PR announcement about false and misleading coronavirus tweets. But a closer look reveals that, in reality, it's truly one of Twitter's most ridiculous moments. Kim Komando here with your Consumer Tech Update podcast, brought to you by Identity Guard. Credit-related alerts in near real time. Plans start at less than $7 a month. IdentityGuard.com/Kim. To battle the landslide of false and dangerous COVID-19 posts, Twitter will now attach a label to all misleading tweets. For outright false and dangerous claims, Twitter will add an actual warning before you can read the tweet. Twitter says, and I'm quoting now, "Serving the public conversation remains our overarching mission, and we'll keep working so that people can find credible and authentic information on Twitter." Well, so when someone tweets dangerous and misleading coronavirus information, why go to all this trouble? Why not simply remove it altogether? I'm just saying.
I'm Kim Komando. Why don't you sign up for my free newsletters? You can Google anything. But to get my trusted advice delivered right to your email, go to komando.com/subscribe.